Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality art, interviews, special guests, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius D. Black Reynolds and co-hosted by the Vigilantes, Pogosi, Sub Abra, Banditi, and Controverse. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. Immediately after each broadcast, we welcome all. Submit materials, topics, and ideas. Email us at theradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Sidibra is an alternative rock band based out of San Jose, California. Formed in 2008, the band's debut EP, The Stereo Guillotine, was released in 2010 and immediately started gaining recognition locally as well as overseas. The Stereo Guillotine sold several of Germany's top online music distribution sites and also made it possible for the band to perform in the Portugal for Acor Talentes, their version of American Idol. The following year, Sidibra won a gold medal for the Your Music Olympics Battle of the Bands. Sidibra has opened for acts such as AWOL Nation at San Diego Indie Fest and the Limousines at the Left Coast Live Music Festival. They have also landed spots on the online music streaming sites Pandora, Spotify, and iTunes. In 2013, the band managed to raise $6,000 Kickstarter campaign to fund the recording of its full-length album, Exit Reality. The LP was recorded at Jingletown Recorded, owned by the band Green Day. It was released in early 2015. Take My Heart, the new single from San Jose, California-based pop rock band Sidibra, is an infectious pop anthem with a dark underbelly. The song follows singer Leopoldo Larson down memory lane to a moment in time when he was married to an incredible but acutely self-destructive woman. As with many seismic relationships of this kind, their love eventually met with an explosive end. 3 seconds shy of the 4-minute mark, Take My Heart dives deep into the lust, instability, and inevitable loss of a troubled romance and delivers a dose of pop charm that's enticing enough to make you want to dance off the heartache and try again. The vocals and guitar are Leopold Larson. The bass and keys are Edgar Fernandez. The guitar is Nate Diaz. Drums are Kevin Evendo. Take a short break and be right back with your interview.
I want to get away.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Can't hear me rap. It's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O. Rap's basically dead. Pass the tape over the globe. Now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets. Global spread. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the guy's got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations for these generations. Hardcore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boy. You knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait for you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate will have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you a sliverine. Kai, sucker, take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concert. Motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream to your lungs.
Vigilantes Radio. Thank you as always for tuning in and being a part of our audience family. If you like information on how to call in, ask questions, or speak to our guests, you can always dial 602-753-1654 or hop in the mix directly from Skype for the best connection. Listen to us by the browser at blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. And as always, all episodes are available for free download as the show ends on our website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com, and that goes for all past shows as well. Tonight's episode is the Sita Bria, if I'm saying it correctly. We'll get that straight. Interview. So you don't want to miss this. So let's go ahead and move forward through the introductions. I am your host, Houdini Black, along with...
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Pagosi coming to you live.
Hey, everyone. It's Banditti. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, yes. How you guys doing tonight?
Can't complain. Can't complain. Things going well.
Good.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the first song was Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. And, you know, that just brought back some memories, man. I was riding down an Arizona highway in a drop top with the finest chick in the world, like a backseat full of cocaine and two bags of money. And, like, we reached this four-way stop, and, like, I woke up. That was, like, the best dream ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it would have been awesome, but.
Yeah, so I was like, a good way to get away.
Yeah, I don't live that kind of life. All right. Before I even get into the questions, thank you so much for being here with us on our internet podcast and being a part of our journey. We're totally stoked to talk to you about the pop and fusion hidden sounds of the music we're about to play in just a second. This will be an excellent talk with one of the main men behind the music project, known as Sita Bria. Hope I didn't screw that up. So call in, sit in our chat room, or Skype us to learn about how the music is put together from the perspective of Edgar Fernandez, who is the bass and keys player. We will review their latest single, Take My Heart, live on the air with our musical experts. And actually, we're not really experts. We're just music lovers. And our own humble listening experience, opinions. It will be a complete honor and privilege to be able to discuss this song as well as others from the previous release of Exit Reality in detail with Edgar and learn about what has happened behind the scenes to bring this music to life. There may or may not even be a moment where I pretty much beg him to be a part of his band. You'll have to listen to find out for certain. But regardless of whether or not I'm ever allowed entry into the official lineup of this band, I dig it. And this guy, Edgar, we hope that Edgar puts a lot of thought into all things and really show us here on our podcast. If you were to ask me what Edgar has put into this interview, what each and every one of you should be doing when presented with the opportunity to share your side of the story. And not just here on Vigilantes Radio, but anywhere that you land an interview. And 99% of the cases out there, you're not going to have the moment to be edited, muted, or have things chopped out of your articles. As an indie artist, there's a very seldom redo button when it comes to the media. So take the media for the ride and make the most out of your moment. The idea is always to help promote, create awareness for your music. And every time you deliver an answer, that is one short dialogue long, it should be a mental trigger for you to want more for your music and to get in there with more of an answer. So in short, this is exactly the way I like to see these interviews come back to me on my side of the microphone. And I couldn't be more proud to have this interview with Edgar tonight to go down in our history. I owe him and Melissa a major thanks for the time and the effort here. And maybe you'll see for yourself how a question only becomes a great question with the great response attached to it right here on our podcast tonight. After we play Take My Heart and do our live review, we'll bring on Mr. Edgar Fernandez, the bass and keys player for the band Sita Bria. So here it is, the song Take My Heart. All right, and we are back live. That was Take My Heart. And we're going to give our review of this record before we bring on Mr. Egger. Starting with you, Pagosi, what do you think, dude?
I love it. I give it 2 thumbs up right off the bat. As soon as that beat kicked in and that beautiful bass line and everything, I started bobbing my head. It makes me want to dance. I love the vocals, the lyrics. It's very well produced. Yeah, I could see people in the club and on the radio loving this track. I loved it. Put me in a good mood.
Yes, sir. What about you, Ben Diddy?
You know, it was definitely up-tempo. It was a mixture of, like, electronical music with a little more musical elements than I'm used to. And what it was, I liked it.
Okay. All right, this is what the record did for me. And, you know, everybody may not feel the same, but, like, immediately it had, like, a vintage sound to it. So, like Pagosi mentioned, like, he just wanted to dance. And I felt the same way. Like, I'm sitting in a place with the checker floor, and there's me and Rhonda, and we're sharing a root beer float. I have on, like, this plaid shirt and some Busta Brown shoes, and as soon as this song comes on, we both get up and we both dance. Like, this song has a nice tune to it, and the bass line is a very prominent, very dope, very crisp. And then there's a moment at the 3-minute mark, I think between the 3-minute and 3.05. Like, the instrumental changed up a little bit and kind of brought it up to date. So I was digging that too. It was like a flashback to the past, and then we got a little bit of the future in there. So, man, that was a crazy record, man. Definitely made me want to dance. Super cool record. If I would shoot a music video, man, it would be something like to a vintage style. And very cool, man. So let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Egger. And here he is, Egger Fernandez. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So before I give anything away, what would you say the defining characteristics of your sounds are? Describe the music, the vibe, and maybe a little history for us, for anyone out there that might not be familiar with the music of City Bro yet.
All right. I know it's kind of a fucked up name, but are we allowed to cuss on here?
Yes.
What are the rules? All right. It's actually pronounced Tabria. It's a type of airplane. It's probably not the most conventional name we could have chose, but anyway, it's pronounced Atabria, and I think the characteristics of our sound have definitely changed throughout the time of us being together. In the beginning, I would say it was a little bit more old school, you know, traditional rock, and then as we started to, start to acquire different tastes, and everybody has different tastes in the band, so we kind of developed a more modern sound, as you can say, you know, using electronic sounds, a little bit more up to date.
Definitely. As far as I could tell, is that correct?
Satabria.
Got it. Satabria.
There you go.
Has been around since 2008, 8 years into the old turn of the millennium and all of that. From where you started back then to music you make now, what would you say has changed along the way?
Definitely the way we look at writing. Before we were just excited to have found musicians that can play anything at any type of music, you know, just on the go. As to where now, we're a little bit more, I guess, not so tailored to what people want, but we're more conscious of you know, the rhythm of the song. And we used to do a lot of weird changes, and we've noticed at shows that, you know, some people would dig it, don't get me wrong, but it was harder to get the general ear. So now we're just a little bit more conscious of what type of rhythm we choose, and once we do choose it, we kind of stick to it and work around it. But the main thing is just that the influence that we've gotten along the way, we've all have changed the genres of music that we like. So all of that kind of brings into what turns out to be the music we make today.
Oh, well, yeah, most definitely. And, yeah, see, there's a ton of versatility and variation in style and sound as far as I can tell. But on the inside, how did the band grow throughout the years?
I guess it's always been a constant change. That's what's kind of I like about the band is that it's never just been a stale. Like we're always trying to innovate. And not necessarily saying that we're innovators of sound, but you know, within the band, we're trying to innovate what we've done in the past and improve and just continue to grow as musicians.
Is the current lineup of the four originally the same as when it started, or has it changed?
It's actually the original lineup. It's been the same lineup with Leopoldo on vocals, Caviano Azevedo on drums, myself on bass, and Nate Diaz on guitar.
Okay. Can you tell us about the talents of each of these players? What they bring to the music? What makes them the perfect fit, perfect choice, perfect sound to the music that you write? And how do you find each other? How do you find each other?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but to make it short, basically, me and the drummer, so me, Edgar, and the drummer, Kevin Azevedo, we grew up together in the same neighborhood, and we grew up jamming. Eventually, we got to the point where, like, hey, let's start a band, you know? So then we started trying out different guitar players and singers. Then we found a guitar player on, he was a friend of ours. He found a singer on, I think it was Facebook or something like that. And then he ended up jamming with us. Then he found Nate on I believe Craigslist too. And then Nate found Leo. And that's been the lineup ever since. But I guess what they bring to the table, I mean, Leo comes from a very metal background. He used to be the lead guitar player for a band named Zero Mind, which evolved into a singer, which I feel like his thought process as a singer is unique because he was originally a guitar player, so he has very wide knowledge of melody. Our guitar player is actually not really a traditional guitar player, which is awesome because he has that like weird mind, so he always plays things that a normal guitar player wouldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, that guy's just a beast. I mean, he can play any fucking beat. And as for myself, I mean, I feel like I tie in those elements pretty well. Like, I've been jamming with Kevin forever, so for the rhythm section, and pretty much as it is.
That's great. And that connection sounds like it could be an unbreakable bond where hopefully 20 years down the road you guys will still be together. We're going to take another music break and we'll be right back.
I don't ever wanna be
guys. We are back from our music break. We had the notorious Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, and Sata Bria, Earthship. So let's get back into our interview. What is it about San Jose, California, that continues to be a good home for Sata Bria? I've seen a few people comment about the closing of venues and lack of stages throughout the city, which is known to be a music state worldwide, and that there are not enough places to play in San Jose but jazz bars. I've never been certain to agree with recent dissent out there. From what I can see and what I experience, there are still a few places to plug in. So tell us your thoughts on all of that and let us in on some of your favorite places to play in San Jose and why.
Well, I wouldn't say San Jose, California is a good home for Sata Bria. I think it's more of like it fell into default because we're all from here. But yeah, there's been a lack of venues for a long time. The only real venue that's ever really been in San Jose's like history is a club used to be called Cactus Club, and they used to have bands come in there from like everything from like Deftones to like No Doubt to like. There's a local band also named Dredge. I mean, that was like the real last venue, which was like was closed down in like the early 90s or mid 90s. It could have been early 2000s, I'm sorry. But since then, I mean, San Jose has always been lacking venues for the music scene. The only one that was, I would say, kind of decent was this club, used to be called the Blank Club on Almaden in the downtown area, which now is actually closed down, and the owner reopened the Ritz, which is the only other really place to play. There used to be the Rock Bar, which also closed down. But I would say some of our favorite places to play have been, I would say, at the Blank Club. Some of the more memorable shows we've had been at the Blank Club. The sound was actually not bad for a small club, and they had a great sound engineer. His name was Chris. He always handled his sound well. As far as our thoughts, I mean, that's pretty much where it's at right now. We've been trying to play outside of the city a lot more often. Have only a few local shows. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Yeah, most definitely. And can you tell us a little bit about the last album you released called Exit Reality? As far as I understand, this is the first official LP for Sata Bria, correct?
Yeah, this is the first official LP. We had an earlier release named Stereo Guillotine. It was only about 7 songs, though. But, as far as I understand, the album is the first full length.
Awesome.
How did the music evolve for the latest recording sessions of Take My Heart?
I would say since we've been rehearsing together and jamming together for a while, our writing process has changed. So every song, I feel like, develops differently, and it's not like we have one individual songwriter. We all kind of write collaboratively. And that being said, just because I'm the bass player doesn't mean I usually write the bass lines. Or vice versa, it's, you know, for vocals or guitar. But this time around, definitely changed. I think our drummer is the one who originally had the original idea, and then we kind of just developed from there.
Okay. What kind of themes or storylines run in the music, and what made the recording of it all a memorable experience for you?
The story, I believe, this is probably a better question for the singer, but he wrote it, I believe, from his, like, he had, like, a bad, I guess, marriage, and it was more of, like, he wanted to be with her, but he knew she wasn't good for him kind of deal. I believe that's along those lines.
All right, album titles are always the most interesting thing to me, and yours definitely caught my attention. Exit reality. It almost seems like a pretty heavy statement, especially with the way that the world turns or the cycle of corporate America, or maybe I'm just confusing my own need to escape reality sometimes to the meaning behind the album's title. So help me out here a little, Edgar. Who or what makes you want to exit reality and portray these feelings into the world?
Exit Reality is actually a track on the album. I believe Leo is the one who wrote the lyrics for that one. So it was kind of like, yeah, like escaping the corporate America thing and just, you know, everybody
was right.
So yeah, everybody's so boxed into, you know, their desk job and like that mindset, and sometimes it's like it's hard to escape like that routine and actually like be a person that's not, you know, entangled in the webs of corporate America.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely. And what are the plans for supporting the new record from the live stage?
As far as the record goes, we're on a constant writing process. We're trying to come out with a single every 2 months or so. We came out with the first one, which was Take My Heart. You guys played that earlier. We're working on another one. It's actually done, but we were supposed to release it, and we're still working on that one. But as far as for the live stage goes, we're actually pretty excited. We're buying a bunch of new gear and incorporating a lot of new electronic sounds. It's just making the music evolve, and it's definitely funner to play.
Awesome. I heard a rumor for the listeners. And if you guys are out there in San Francisco or surrounding areas, Satabria will be there live at the DNA Lounge on May 17th. So be there.
All right, websites, my friend. We better get those from you so the people know how and where to find you online. What's your favorite way to connect with the fans through social media? Are you online often and accessible to the average fan looking to reach out? Any suggestions? Any of your fans are average for the record? I'm sure they're extraordinary as the music that you make. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have a Facebook. It's just Satabria Music at Facebook, and we have our actual website, which is SatabriaBand.com. We usually list all of our shows on there, any kind of news or any kind of new things happening. Just check us out on our website. Also Facebook. We're always constantly posting things on Facebook too. That's basically where they can reach out to.
Cool. All right, Mr. Edgar Fernandez, you made it. This is the end, and you put up with enough of us by now, I'm sure. I wanted to say thank you, and once again, for your time and for your music. Hopefully our paths will cross again sometimes. Before we go completely, I'd like to offer you the open floor, a place where you can say anything else at all that you wanted to bring up in the interview, shout out the people you love, or say whatever else comes to your mind. Floor is yours, sir, and thank you once again.
Awesome. I just want to thank you guys for taking the time and effort for having us and considering us to be a part of your show, and we're really appreciative of that.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, sir. All right. After the music break, we'll be back to put Edgar in our traditional hot seat to hear either some vocals, a poem, spoken word, maybe even a freestyle rap, or live instrument. Well, you never know what these creative minds and vessels will produce in the spotlight. So when we come back, we'll find out if Edgar has what it takes to be put on the spotlight and a test of his true artistry. And by the way, I should mention we have approximately 4,335 listeners. Let's get to some music.
I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're going down on me. In between the sheets or the sounds you make, with every breath you take, it's unlike anything when you're loving me. I
things you do. There's just gotta be more to you and me.
Wide awake, I'm never wanting to give. Hey now, wide awake.
And we are back from our break. That was Satabria Hey Now. And the song before that was Saving Abel, a song called Addicted. And you know, you never know where life may lead you. And this thing we call destiny, you know, seeing how we ended up being host and co-host on a internet podcast, you never think, hey, one day we'd be doing a podcast. But, you know, this could be training for something bigger, maybe NBC or, you know, ABC or Fox will call one of us one day and say, hey, I heard you on this little internet podcast and we want to offer you a job doing interviews. You know, that'd be the coolest thing ever, right? Right.
Yeah, sure would. I've been watching like a little bit of CNN here and there and just seeing the effort of these people put into like doing live shows day after day and being on air for like 2 or 3 hours straight. And you know what I'm saying? Just like having breaks with news stories and commercials and stuff, but still though, like having to be just on point and you know what I'm saying? Like not get upset by people and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. But with practice, you know, practice, dedication, focus, and how Flo says it, says this catchphrase from those progressive commercials, nailed it. And that's what you got to do every time is nail it. But, you know, I just want to say, man, like, never pass up an opportunity to progress. Don't be afraid to try something new in your life. No matter how old you are, how young you are, or where you're at in your career, if you have a career, you know, you can always turn a hobby into a multi-million dollar company. So, you know, just never, you know, underestimate yourself. You don't know what you can do until you're put into a situation to do it. You guys agree?
Very true. I mean, like, something you could start very small. You could start with this one podcast. Like, I remember when me, you, and Michael started, it was only, like, up to 1,000 people. But now you said it's, like, 5 and 7,000 per show. So, I mean, you know, that's growth. And who knows, one day it could be up to 1 million viewers. You never know. Or like you said, one of us gets offered a gig on, you know, Conan O'Brien or NBC or whatever TV station, you know, doing something on the show. Man, you never know who's watching.
Never know.
Who's listening. So always be ready. Always bring your A game, like you said. And, yeah, never pass up any opportunity to be on the microphone and bring your best to the table. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say all those listeners or potential employers that I have a really nice Clark Gable mustache.
I haven't seen any updated photos of you lately, man. So, yeah, let's see your Clark Gable mustache, man.
All right.
Definitely. Man, you guys owe it to yourselves, man, to be the best you can be. And whatever you do, God gives us talents. Plant those seeds, water it, harvest it, and let it produce for you. That's your purpose. If you don't understand what your purpose is yet, that's the purpose. Take those talents, use those gifts, use the knowledge, spread it amongst the people. Because there's a lot of sheeps out there that need it. But anyway, enough of that jazz. Thank you as always for checking out our podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All episodes are available for free download once the show ends, and that includes past shows as well. If you'd like to request music or send something for us to play, why don't you just email it to us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. And of course, you know that we play all kind of genres, so don't sweat it. On behalf of myself, Houdini Black, and my co-hosts, Pagosi and Banditti, I also like to announce that Controverse decided to step away for a bit from the podcast, but he did say he'll be calling in from time to time. And so his wife is pregnant. So yeah, that's big news. So that's why he's not here. But anyway,
congratulations to Sub.
Yeah, congrats. If it's a boy, I owe you a cigar. But we definitely appreciate you guys for always tuning in, either afterwards or live with us. Make sure you spread the word. And a special guest to our special thanks to our guest, Edgar Fernandez from the band Satabria, for joining us tonight. And just remember to always be yourself. Great at it. Good night.